Open windows, August the 5th. Filled unto all the fullness of God. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know. Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. And then there is given a list of things to do. And you find that list moves out into the dimension of the knowledge surpassing love, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Spiritual illumination leads on to being filled unto all the fullness. Spiritual illumination, therefore, is a basic thing to God's end. We can never come to the fullness of Christ by the mere inquiry and investigation of our own brains into spiritual things. There must of necessity be the Holy Spirit giving revelation concerning Christ. The testimony of Jesus has, as its essential law, spiritual illumination and revelation through the Word. The testimony of Jesus can never be something static, something that you take up and say, "This is the testimony of Jesus," and then put into it a formula. The testimony of Jesus is something that has been revealed. The testimony of Jesus is, "I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Stephen died for that testimony. "At midday, O King, I saw on the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them that journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice." The inner meaning of that is not something apart from the Word, but something that comes by the Holy Spirit through the Word. That is more than the letter. It is life. It is something that makes you say, "I have read the scriptures on that for a long time, but I have really never seen that before."